The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's Other People's Problems, OPP for short. What's happening?
Today we have Tanya, and she has an issue with her friend and her friend's new boyfriend.
Oh. Mm. Hold on, I'm getting my Venn diagram out. Tanya?
Yay!
Tell us about your friend and your friend's new boyfriend.
Okay, so I don't want to be that girl, but I'm that girl this time.
Okay.
So my friend, she just posted a picture of her new boyfriend, boy toy, whatever you want to call him. But for me, I know him, and I know him personally, okay? And I don't want to be that person, but like... He's that guy, all right? He's that guy.
That guy.
What does that mean?
What?
Well, okay. One weekend, we were all out on like a little girls trip and stuff, and we met some people, and you know, it was a good night, all right? And he, all right, how do I say this?
Tanya, you are a lot. And like, I'm trying to read the energy of Aaron and Erica and like going, do you guys understand what she means by that guy? Like,
well, she just said that they had a really fun night.
So
yeah, it was a good night. Okay, it was one of those, you know, don't tell everybody, just hook up type thing, and we hooked up. Okay, her new guy is my old boy toy. He's that guy.
But you have relations with him one wild night, like one crazy, unheard of. Unbridled.
It's not one of those nights that you just tuck away in the corner either. He's like that guy. He's got the best D ever. Okay.
Wow. Hello.
Oh. Okay.
Pulling up chairs.
Okay. He's the guy that you tell all your friends about, and you know.
Oh.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes, Wait. Hold on. Tanya, please time out. You have one of those? Erica?
Everyone has that story that everyone knows about.
It was like, oh my God, this one time, just like, ugh. And they just know, but they don't know who the guy is.
I've told you guys about who it was.
I probably blocked it out.
Maybe Aaron's that guy is the same guy.
Okay, real quick, before we get back to Tanya, Tiak, how many people do you think you're that guy for?
Oof, wow.
I hope our numbers are the same.
Yeah. I would hope one, my wife.
That's different.
No, just like, okay.
I would hope I'm hers.
Okay, never mind. I took it too far. So the girl who's now social media official with this boy, does she know your wild story? Have you told her about the good D thing?
Well, she knows about the good D, but she doesn't know it's her new boyfriend.
Whoa.
You know, you don't give names. You just tell the story.
You hardly
and you
even
just
know
smile
names.
About it. And that's what I did. You know, we clicked. Me and him clicked so well, and like, he's that guy that I tell everyone. Like, you know, when you're having that girl chat with your friends, and you're like, let me tell you about that time.
Uh-huh.
This is my that time, my forever that time. Like the best time I've ever had. Like, relations, okay?
The best like, time. Got it. Okay.
Yes.
Is the AC broken?
I feel inadequate. The more you go on and on, the more I feel.
Okay, so.
I'm getting ready to tell y'all about the time. No.
Okay. Don't make that sound.
We might have to break this into two or three parts here. So
you kind of want
to. I need to set up a base camp. I'm tuckered.
Is this bad? I mean, it sounds great. It sounds like your friend is about to have an awesome time. I guess,
well, what's
right?
going to happen when they all get together for the first time? And is it going to be like, Charlie, hey, remember me? I don't know.
What if
you?
Yeah.
Okay, can.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know how, like, to just, hey, you remember that time I was telling you about the best D I've ever had?
I think I know what she should
do.
Oh, God. Here comes wisdom Erica.
Everyone's going to agree with this. Uh-huh. How long ago did she post this on social media? A couple days?
Well, it's been like a couple of days. Almost a week now.
Fabulous.
So it's new.
You send her a text today and say, you will never believe it.
your boyfriend is this guy.
Huh.
And then what you say is, I am thrilled for you.
No.
Yeah.
If it, no.
Because then you're like, you're getting the good stuff. Mm-mm. I'm happy for you. This is amazing. I'll never tell the story again. Bada bing, bada boom.
Because if this is her guy, if your friend.
Because what if you get to like, did he pull this move? Did he try this?
Well, don't
you?
Do that.
But she's already said all the moves he pulled.
I know, but then she just never mentions it again.
It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. To me, I know that it doesn't work this way for guys, but like if T-Ack had this legendary story and then all of a sudden I'm like, man, I didn't think I'd fall in love again, but here she is. Here's Tanya. And you go, well, Tanya's the girl, man, from the riverboat. And I'd be like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
like,
what are you doing on the riverboat?
Never say that. Yeah. Never tell you that.
No, but
because we don't work the same way. We go, oh, well, now.
Yeah, it's like, ruined for me.
Yeah, because I'm going to think.
That's the one that you already just, you did everything with.
Oh, my gosh.
Men are not stupid. We know you've been there before. We just don't want to be able to recall the face of the person who did it. And like, I don't want to look at that person every day at work. So like, I think Tanya should shut up. And like,
no,
like,
but it's gonna get out eventually. So it would be better.
Hold on, 303-222-5423. Call or text. How do you know it's gonna get out, Aaron? Because what if he doesn't like? She got the good D. What if that was just some average P for him, and he doesn't remember? I'm just throwing it out there. If he's a player.
Average P, now you're talking. Yeah. Now I feel included.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
It can be both things.
It can be. But if Tanya's going to never say something and hope that this just goes away, she has to talk to him about
it. Yeah.
Which then
like
means
what, pull him aside?
Then they're holding a big secret back from her friend. It doesn't. There is no
you don't
win.
Think there's a chance that this guy's a player and he doesn't
of
remember?
Of course he's a player.
But, that
but
he
also
wouldn't remember.
Then... Should her friend be with him?
If he's decided to reform.
You say that like you might decide to reform someday.
I can't reform. I've never been a player.
Is there a chance that you've, Tanya, that you've told the story so many times that even if you don't say that she's going to figure it out the first time they get to, eventually she's going to be like, wait a minute, this guy's doing a lot. Like I was.
This reminds me of something.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it may be some familiar move done there, you know? Okay. Like,
But he's not the only guy to have moves.
Broken.
And there's only a certain number of moves.
That's what you think.
Well, let's see.
I've got a diagram. Where's my...
Okay.
Tanya, hang on. Don't move. We're gonna get to the bottom.
It sucks because I do think ignorance is bliss, but at the same time, I would want to know, and I know that when I found out, I would be comparing myself the entire time.
But if you never found out, wouldn't it be better?
But I no, because I want to find out because that's my significant other and that's my friend.
Especially if this is going to be a long-term thing. You have to know.
I think Aaron just nailed it because it's not like the guy scenario that you said. It's not that we think women haven't had other partners or whatever. It's the comparing. It's
for sure.
If I know the person, like
but
I'm going to be comparing
then
myself.
The relationship's over. It's over.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's then the comparison starts immediately. If I'm ignorant, then the comparison will never start.
Yeah.
You really have high hopes.
I just don't want to know that Tiak has been there.
And what happens when Tanya gets a little drunk? And
she's
the
not
guy's
gonna.
There, and then the guy remembers, and because she's drunk.
So who should she tell? Her friend?
Her friend.
I'm looking for better advice from that than that, I think. Because if there's a chance for her friend to be happy.
Her friend can stay happy. It can happen.
I don't want to do this to you.
Do it. Do it. Because I don't think I'd be upset.
What if Aaron goes, has your fiance always lived in Salt Lake? Because I had this one really weird night in Salt Lake.
Right.
And then.
I think it would be weird.
More than weird for you.
And yeah. I'd probably be like, okay, well, those two are never hanging out solo, right? But like, why would they?
I think that would be really hard for you. I know it would be really hard for me. If that was T-Hack, I'd be like.
Or what if I said it to you, Erica?
Well, that's a whole other issue.
Hold on. I need a minute. Okay. What should she do? Erica thinks, tell. I think maybe circle with the guy.
Mm-mm.
I say just plug your ears, plug your eye, cover your eyes. Just, I don't know.
Because all you've ever said about this guy is he was great. You didn't say his name.
Like, also, that's a compliment to this girl.
But not, you don't want the compliment about your man. You don't want the compliment to be the best DA I ever got in my life was your fiance.
Do you think it'd be worse if it was the worst ever is your fiance? I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know. Ask my wife. Good morning, everybody.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Tanya. She had a one-night stand that apparently everyone in the room on the female side has had. Just one of those...
Yeah, like you have the stories, or at least your friends have had it, where they're like, oh, it's that one story of that time in Vegas, you know.
Just crazy things happened.
Yeah.
And you don't keep it to yourself. You tell everyone you know.
Also because you think you're never going to see them again, or not regularly.
All those things apparently have happened to everybody except Tiak and I, but that's fine.
Sounds great, ladies.
But like now, one of her good friends has gone social media official with a boy, and it's the guy.
We haven't even talked about how crazy this is. Like that.
What are the odds?
I don't think it's that crazy because I think the universe just does crap like this to us.
For sure, for sure. But it's like, you know,
of all the people,
of all.
Oh my god, you guys! I think I fell in love. Oh my god, he's so great. We're gonna go Insta official. I'm gonna put his, and it's like,
right.
Oh no, that's the guy.
Yeah.
So I'm of the mindset, and I think I'm the only one in this room who says, ride the lie. Like, there's a chance it was a crazy night for him, and he doesn't even remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said do like the monkey emoji. You cover your...
I don't know. Whatever right. happens.
But you both are setting the friend up for failure.
Or for the ultimate success. Because she's going to get good relations and never have to know that her good friend has also been there.
But then when it comes out...
Because secrets... rarely stay secrets.
Yes. Then what?
But if we're, I don't know, if we're thinking this guy is a player like we think he is, he's probably got a list. Might not remember, Tanya.
He might not remember any, we didn't say this. I just want to say this. Let's say he does remember. Okay. He's not going to ruin his current relationship and go like, oh, that's right. he's going to shut up.
But he's probably going to freak out.
No, he won't freak out. He won't freak out. If he's good at this.
Players don't freak out.
There
players
go.
Keep
T-hack.
It cool.
There you go. There you go. Say more like that.
Yeah.
Do more of that.
Yeah.
It's a one. All right. So we've got somebody on the phone who's actually been in this situation as well. She's obviously changed her name, Tiak.
Yes. Yeah. To Candy.
So Candy, and we also put her on VD.
Voice disguiser.
That too. Candy.
Yeah.
You are disguised.
Okay.
So you've been in this situation.
I have. Uh-huh. I have been... Actually, the first person I was with was my boyfriend's best friend.
Oh.
So you had crazy relations with him.
Yeah, we had kind of a bit of a fling.
Okay.
It was a longer than a one-night thing.
Oh.
Not super long, but yes.
What about the fling?
It happened like 3 years before my boyfriend and I got together.
Did you know your boyfriend at the time that you had the fling? And once you started dating your boyfriend, did you know that you had had relations with his best friend?
Yes, I went to high school with both of them.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a little... So the boyfriend knew about the fling?
Yes, he did know about the fling, but I didn't know he knew.
Oh,
no.
Darkness. Okay.
I told him as soon as things started getting kind of serious with my boyfriend, I told him, hey, I got to let you know something. And I confessed right away. I go, hey, I got to let you know this happened. And he goes, oh, I already knew. And then he told his best friend that he and I were kind of getting together. Ugh. And his best friend confessed right away as well. I think... She needs to tell her friend.
So you're just, you're a believer in honesty, even though you were busted before you were honest.
Yes. I think you have to tell or else there's no recovering.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to come out, you
it
guys.
Does.
It does.
It does. It does.
But is that endearing? It seems like, ladies, if you find when you're like, well, when you're like, I have to confess something, and he goes, I already know. And I didn't bring it up, and I didn't make it weird, and I didn't, like, is that cool? Or are you like, you already knew? You knew this whole time? Like,
yeah.
Either it's fine either way.
I was like, you already knew. I kind of was shocked.
Okay. Well, thank you. No, we are not taking any votes for honesty today, though, but thanks for the call.
We absolutely are.
You're not. Like, you guys don't understand how often men lie to you.
Oh my gosh. You're speaking to two women in like semi-serious relationships.
Yes, but I don't
think. For
the
record, mine's serious. I'm unsure about their friends.
We don't have a choice.
Dane's on the line.
We don't have a choice.
You do have a choice.
No, we don't.
You always have a choice.
A problem.
Yes, ma'am.
What if Tanya meets the new boyfriend and then Tanya doesn't know what happens behind closed doors? The new boyfriend then tells the best friend, hey, I've been with that girl, and then the friend is pissed at Tanya. Why didn't you tell me?
He's not going to do that.
But he might.
Guys, don't rock the apple cart.
That guy
we had.
You rocked it, all right. No, but he won't. Guys aren't going to put themselves in a weird.
That guy. Candy's
oh, Candy's
boyfriend.
Guy. Yeah. I know, but that's different.
It's
you have to trust me. I no. swear to God, he's not going to say. I don't think he's going to say. Even if they meet face to face and he remembers, he's going to be like, uh-oh.
He's going to go, maybe she doesn't remember.
Yes.
He's gonna be dumb as us. What if he wants to come clean
to his girlfriend and say, hey, I want to start this relationship full honesty, because that's what you do.
Yeah.
That's what girls do.
That's what you're supposed to do.
That's what girls are supposed to do. We lie to you until we've trapped you enough that you feel like you can't leave.
And then we find out the info, and then we get pissed because you didn't tell us that you hooked up with your best friend. Mm-hmm.
So. And then we repeat.
Yes.
That's dating.
Jeff. Jeff. Oh,
we just hung up.
He was worried about the same thing Erica's worried about.
The guy doing it first.
The guy's going to go, hey, actually, I got to tell you something. Your friend, Tanya.
Can I just...
Matt was coming.
And then she'll be mad.
From a man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Named Jeff.
But he's a dumb man.
Can't even work a phone.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.